It is 1904. June. A scorching, hot, tropical dawn. In this far, distant here and now, a Swedish steamship lies motionless in the gentle swell. On board are 31 crew members, one of them a woman. Her name is Hanna Lundmark, née Reinström, and she is working on board as a cook. In all, 32 people were due to make the voyage to Australia with a cargo of Swedish heartwood and planks for saloon floors and the living rooms of rich sheep farmers. One of the crew has just died. He was a mate and married to Hannah. He was young and keen to go on living. But despite being warned by Captain Svartman, he went ashore one day while they were topping up their supplies of coal in one of the desert harbours to the south of Suez. He was infected with one of the deadly fevers that are always a threat on the African coast. When it dawned on him that he was going to die, he started howling in fear. Neither of the men present at his deathbed, Captain Svartman and Halvorsen, the ship's carpenter, could make out any last words that he uttered. He didn't even say anything to Hanna, who was about to be widowed after a marriage lasting only 1 month. He died screaming, and, eventually, just before the end, roaring in terror. His name was Lars Johan Jakob Antonius Lundmark. Hanna is still mourning his death, having been devastated by what happened. It is now dawn the day after his death. The ship is not moving. It has heaved to, because there will shortly be a burial at sea. Captain Svartman does not want to delay matters. There is no ice on board to keep the corpse cold. Hanna is standing aft with a slop pail in her hand. She is short in stature, high-breasted, with friendly eyes. Her hair is brown and gathered in a tight bun at the back of her head. She is not beautiful. But in a strange way, she radiates an aura suggesting that she is a totally genuine human being. The here and now. She is here. On the sea, on board a steamship with two funnels. A cargo of timber on its way to Australia. Home port, Sundsvall. The ship is called Lovisa. She was built at the Finnboda shipyard in Stockholm, but her home port has always been on the northern Swedish coast. She was first owned by a shipping company in Gävle, but it went bankrupt after a series of failed speculative deals, and she was then bought by a company based in Sundsvall. In Gävle, she was called Matilda, after the shipowner's wife, who played Chopin with clumsy fingers. Now she is called Lovisa, after the new owner's youngest daughter. One of the part owners is called Forsman. He is the one who arranged for Hanna Lundmark to be given a job on board. Although Forsman has a piano in his house, there is nobody who can play it. Nevertheless, when the piano tuner comes on one of his regular visits, Forsman makes a point of being there to listen. But now the mate Lars Johan Jakob Antonius Lundmark has died, killed by a raging fever. It is as if the swell of the sea has become paralysed. The ship is lying there motionless, as if it were holding its breath. "That's exactly what I imagine death to be like," Hanna Lundmark thought. A sudden stillness, unexpected, coming from nowhere. Death is like the wind, a sudden shift into the lee of death, and then nothing else.